this is Monopoly. A DCU's Batman, Young Justice Cartoon Universe, Hogwarts AU. Written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the 8th story in the series, House Rules. You're a wizard. That's what Ollie tells Roy when he comes to the reservation. You're a wizard, and I'm going to adopt you in something, 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 that ends up with Roy in the back seat of a nice car driving away from the desert he knows like the back of his hand. Roy, at the time, was around 6, and mostly not okay with it. Things have gone up from there, but he thinks that things with Ollie will always be a little bit rocky. He loves his adopted dad and his adopted mom and his adopted brother and sister, and even Uncle Hal and Uncle Barry. He even likes the new pet rat. But parts of Roy will always call for home in the orange sunset and sky with stars like crystals. Roy is 12, and there's a boy he likes, and it's not the first time he thinks he's glad that he is who he is. It isn't. But it's one of those times where he's reminded that if he didn't go with Ollie, he wouldn't meet people like this. Tim smiles. 11, and really, really smart and cool. And Roy is so glad that he agreed to boarding school. Happy Christmas, kid, Ollie says, ruffling Roy's hair like he's a little kid. Which he's not. He's going to be turning 13 this year. Roy tries to put his hair back in order. I heard some interesting news from Connor and Mia. They're tattles, Roy says. They lie. Also, they lost the rat 3 times in the past month, and I had to help them get it back. I've been responsible. I've gotten high marks on all my assignments. Ollie raises an eyebrow. I never said you were in trouble. Oh! Roy blinks. Well, then, I'm going to go now. What? You haven't seen me since August. Don't you want to hang out with your old man? Ollie calls after him as he ducks under the man's arm and runs back toward the Slytherin dorms. We're going to be in the dungeons today, Jason says. The Slytherin dorms have a view of the lake, and it's really cool during winter. The light looks different, and the water is really still. Come down later. The password is Nativity. Later! Roy yells back, catching a glimpse of Mia and Rose's bright hair in the corner of his eye. He almost trips and falls right there. Those two are never good news together. For a really long time after Ollie adopts him, and he knows that it was for his own good. The others said it was. They told him that they didn't know how to train him, that he had to go, that it would be better for him. Roy is angry. He's angry at his tribe for not fighting to keep him with them. He's angry at himself for being born with something that would take him away from his people. He's angry at Ollie for taking him away. He's angry at his parents for giving him this. It takes Roy a long time to stop being angry. He thinks it helps that Ollie took him back a lot to see his friends and family. It also helps that there was Connor around. And Dinah. Because they were nice and they became family too. Roy knows a lot about families now. He thinks that Jason and Tim know a lot about families too. None of the Waynes are related, after all. Dick's parents were murdered. Never knew my dad. My mom died. Jason lists off. Tim's real parents couldn't care less about where he is. There was an ugly lawsuit and stuff, and now they're dead. Cass's parents are assholes. And then there's Damien, who's a complicated story on his own. B took us all in. Roy is grateful for coming here. It's far and away from everything he knows. The forests and the lake, the green grass and the sprawling hills and the sharp rocks of gray are nothing at all like the red, orange, brown, purple, pink of the desert. Nothing at all like that vast and sprawling view of the world opening up around you for as far as the eye can go. And it's nothing like Star City, with the buildings that glitter and reach for the sky, and the suburbs lined with oak trees that create shady pathways and hiding places. The people here are different, too. He's glad he came here. You came! Did you have any trouble with the password? Tim asks, when Roy makes his way into the dorm. He's been in the Slytherin dorm a few times before, because Jason brought him here last year to hang out with his sister. No, Jason told me, Roy replies, smiling at him a little. Tim smiles back and leads him back toward the dormitories. The window into the lake is this way. Don't worry, Cass, Rose, and I are the only Slytherins left this year, Tim says. I thought you'd spend more time with your dad first. He's going to be here and embarrassing all break, Roy snorts. Besides, he's probably going to spend most of the time being romantic with Dinah. Tim coughs out a laugh. Professor Lance doesn't really seem the type. Yeah, well, you've never seen them together. Roy sticks out his tongue. Gross. Both of them almost jump when arms come around their necks, pulling them against a body. You're one to talk, Roy, Dick says, causing Roy to flush. And are you any good at Monopoly? Wayne Christmas tradition. We start a game on the first day of break and play until the end. What's Monopoly? Roy asks, hearing affronted gasps from the rest of the Waynes. Okay. You, young Padawan, are going to be on Tim's team, Jason says. I was going to have you on mine, but you just dragged me down. Hey! It's okay. Tim's the best at this. We need the handicap. Cass replies, smiling at him. You'll bring him down to around our level. Maybe. And I'll rescue you from complete poverty. Probably. Maybe we should wait for Connor and Mia, Roy says, nervously eyeing the brightly colored pieces of paper and metal pieces. Connor isn't going to play, Tim says, and Mia said she was going to hang out with Rose. Tim wrinkles his nose, which I find odd because they don't normally hang out. But either way, they are not going to play, so it's just us. Is it too late for me to back out? Roy asks. Earning a resounding yes. Well, all right then. It was nice knowing you all. The end.